You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. 1 in 3. That's the number of Detroit properties that have gone through tax foreclosure in the past 15 years. Foreclosure numbers have gone down sharply in the past couple of years. But as Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports, that drop hides chronic problems lurking under the surface.
I talked with Kiara Clark at her house on Detroit's East Side back in September.
I love this home. Like, I got this home when I was pregnant with him.
That's her now 2-year-old son, Caden, you hear in the background. During the summer, she found out the house was in tax foreclosure and going up for auction.
This was a nightmare. You know, I'm paying rent to someone that lost a home and is in foreclosure.
A few years ago, her house would probably have been one of many on the block headed to auction. As of right now, 20 more properties on her block alone are behind on their taxes. But their owners have all found some way to stay out of foreclosure, for now. Most are on payment plans to get current on taxes. And the Wayne County Treasurer has started exempting more properties from the auction. That's great news for residents who don't want to lose their homes. But it masks an ongoing tax delinquency problem that could explode in the coming years.
We've been sweeping this problem under the rug.
That's Alexa Eisenberg. She's a doctoral student at the University of Michigan.
When you're, you know, talking to people, when you're actually looking at it more holistically, the crisis is basically the same as it was before.
Wayne County collects delinquent property taxes for Detroit. When tax foreclosures in Detroit hit crisis levels about 6 years ago, the county started putting people on payment plans. The county treasurer also started exercising more discretion, allowing some properties to bypass the auction. Here's Treasurer Eric Sabri in a video ad.
Keep your payments current, especially if you have an interest reduction agreement, which allows you to pay 6% interest per year. If you default, your interest payments will increase to 18% per year.
Payment plans are supposed to be a solution, but when people really can't afford their taxes, they usually can't afford their payment plans either. And they put some people into a deeper hole than they started off in. Alexa Eisenberg says tax distress is still a chronic problem, and the foreclosure pipeline isn't any less full. It's just stopped up for the moment.
Putting people onto payment plans and having them more gradually fall off or get back on, or kind of change the rules on an annual basis of who can be foreclosed upon and who can't, is an effective way of making those numbers come down.
Right now, around 65,000 Detroit properties are behind on their property taxes.
So to me, that indicates, of course, that it's not a personal problem. This is a systemic problem.
Laura Graneman is with the Quicken Loans Community Fund. That's the philanthropic arm of Detroit billionaire Dan Gilbert's various companies. Graneman says a new consensus has emerged over the past couple years. Auctioning off mass numbers of foreclosed properties has been devastating.
It's created blight, it's created displacement, it's created human hardship. So many different problems emanate from that one challenge of property tax foreclosure.
Their outreach shows that few people knew about a key Detroit program that would attack the root cause of tax distress. It's a property tax exemption program for the lowest income households.
Playing the catch-up game is a real struggle. Just all the back bills, the water bill, the taxes, everything that could fall on a house was on a house in the thousands.
Robin Davidson inherited her Detroit home from her grandfather, but it had back property taxes attached. Davidson got on a payment plan and set to work methodically paying them off, but she fell off her plan when a medical issue forced her off work. Now she's hoping a property tax exemption will give her some breathing room to deal with that debt while she gets back on her feet.
I'm like, okay, I'm not going to lose the house. I mean, it's a family home. It's a nice home, nice area. I could see me being there for a good little minute.
But the property tax exemption program isn't retroactive. That means a lot of low-income people are stuck paying off back property taxes, often taxes they weren't legally required to pay in the first place. And many people who already lost their homes are now renters. So they're vulnerable to landlords who don't pay their property taxes. Remember Kiara Clark and that home she really didn't want to leave? It sold in the first round of this year's tax auction for $18,000. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.